I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. During a government-backed inquiry into child sex abuse by clergy in Britain, Archbishop Bernard Longley of Birmingham, England, apologized to the victims and acknowledged that the church had failed to protect children. He also told the inquiry he was committed to protecting children and vulnerable adults. The inquiry is looking into child abuse throughout a number of institutions in the United Kingdom. The Birmingham Archdiocese was one of the worst in allegations of abuse in England and Wales, and in 2016 was nominated to be a case study for the church. 16 Democrats have released a letter saying they plan to vote for, quote, new leadership when the House picks its leaders in January. The letter says that Democrats won on a, quote, message of change and essentially states opposition to Nancy Pelosi's bid to become House Speaker. Pelosi has led the Democrats since 2003 and is favored by most in the party for the position. However, Pelosi needs 218 votes to become House Speaker, and with Democrats holding 232 seats at the moment, 16 votes against Pelosi could be enough to block her from becoming Speaker. Pacific Rim leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit were not able to reach an agreement on a joint declaration on world trade. It is the first time a failure to come to an agreement has happened in almost 30 years. The failure highlights the growing trade tension between the U.S. and China. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation is comprised of 21 nations who make up 60% of the world economy. The Associated Press reports that draft versions of the declaration show the U.S. insisting on strong language against unfair trade practices, which China has been accused of, while China wanted the declaration to reestablish an opposition to protectionism and unilateralism that the U.S. has been accused of. Pope Francis made a surprise visit to a mobile clinic in St. Peter's Square that was set up to serve Rome's homeless and poor. The Pope stayed for 15 minutes and was given a tour of the clinic. The medical facility, which closed yesterday, was an initiative by the Pontifical Council for Promoting New Evangelization and a part of Pope Francis' celebration of the World Day of the Poor. The clinic provided both general and specialist care, and its nurses were from the Italian Red Cross, while its doctors were from hospitals and health clinics who volunteered their time. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.